You're listening to audio from the Cathedral Church of the Advent in Birmingham, Alabama, a church with a heart for the gospel. Find out more at adventbirmingham.org.
Give to us now, dear God, we ask, the glory of the light of your gospel, for what we preach is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ, the Savior. Amen. Well, today's Old Testament lesson is the calling of Isaiah, which includes that familiar response, "Here I am, send me." And our gospel lesson is about the calling of the first disciples, which we just heard read. Jesus had evidently borrowed Simon Peter's boat to use as a floating pulpit to preach to the people on the banks of what we now call the Sea of Galilee. And afterwards, Jesus told Peter to go back out to sea to catch some fish. "But Lord," Peter said, "we fished all night and caught nothing. But if you say so." Of course, they ended up catching more fish than they knew what to do with. And then Peter says something really striking and profound. Did you catch it? He said, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." To which Jesus responds, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men." How? How is Peter going to do that? How are you and I supposed to catch others for the kingdom of God? Simply put, we catch people for God's kingdom in two ways. One, by preaching Jesus Christ through what we say, and two, by preaching Jesus Christ through what we do, and it takes both. From our baptismal covenant question, "Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ?" Answer, "I will with God's help." This is how we catch people for God's kingdom. We preach the gospel of Jesus Christ through what we say, and we preach the gospel of Jesus Christ through what we do. And so that is what this sermon is about. You and I, following in the footsteps of the apostles, becoming fishers of men and setting about the task of catching others for God's kingdom by preaching Christ through our words and our behaviors. And to jump right into it, a well-known quote attributed to St. Francis of Assisi is, "Preach the gospel at all times. If necessary, use words. His point, actions speak louder than words." Now, I'd reword that just a little bit to say, preach the gospel at all times through what you do, and whenever possible, use words as well. Because like St. Paul said in Romans, faith comes from what is heard, and what is heard comes by the preaching of Christ. It takes both words and behavior. Because obviously, if a person doesn't demonstrate the fruits of forgiveness and reconciliation in their lives and in their relationships, then who in the world wants to hear what they have to say about the kingdom of God? But on the other hand, if a Christian in the power of the Spirit does demonstrate new life in Christ, but doesn't bear witness to the word and presence of God's grace in their life, then what is that but at best a wasted opportunity, or at worst, a slippery slope toward self-righteousness? One of the great pleasures of serving here at the Advent is being able to witness firsthand the tremendous number of ministries that really do bear witness to the gospel and the power of God's grace in the lives of his people. Really, we preach Jesus Christ through what we do here at the Advent, through our involvement with and support of local ministries like Brother Brian Mission, Pathways, Episcopal Place, Salvation Army, Empower Ministries, and most recently, Oak Tree Ministries. And beyond Birmingham, we're engaged in really meaningful ways with ministries in Nepal, Malawi, and Bolivia. And those are just some of the outreach ministries that we're engaged with that have a broad and deep impact in the lives of so many, bearing witness to the gospel. In addition to all that, there are those ministries right here within the church that are more inwardly focused and of a pastoral nature, like clergy visiting parishioners and their loved ones in the hospitals daily, and taking communion out to those unable to come to church. And there is our amazing prayer ministry at the Advent House. There's the Ageless Adventers and the entire host of ministries connected with various seasons of life, from birth all the way through to death. Our pastoral efforts here at the Advent are significant indeed, and they really are the hallmark of a loving Christian community, and they get people's attention. Really, I know at least I, for one, get more thank you notes for pastoral visits that I've made than I do for sermons that I've preached. Now, maybe that's just indicative of my preaching, I don't know. But I do know that proclaiming Christ through acts of love and kindness gets people's attention. When I was a youth minister, it was referred to as earning the right to be heard, which simply means that kids are more apt to listen to what you have to say about the Word of God once you first modeled it in your own life. And to be sure, we are not talking here, when we're talking about modeling it in your own life, about being moralistically perfect, but rather modeling what it looks like to be forgiven in the midst of our imperfection. Another way to say it is, people don't care what you know until they know that you care. And that is just as true for adults as it is for young people. And it can be a sobering thought, can it? Especially for parents, because children are watching. But it's also true for anyone who claims to be a disciple, because people are watching, especially if you got one of these things wrapped around your neck. And they want to know if there is a consistency between what we say and what we do. And depending on what we do, we either validate or undermine what we say. And the unfortunate reality for every single one of us is that there is a big discrepancy between the moral standard we're all called to as Christians and what we're actually capable of doing. Put bluntly, we are all hypocrites because none of us can live up to the standard we're all striving toward, because we are all imperfect messengers with a perfect message. And it's the perfect message that it's really all about. And that's why it's important, I think, to note here the function of preaching Jesus Christ through what we do. Because the primary function of preaching Christ through our behavior and our example is the opportunity that that gives us to then proclaim the message of God's great love and grace and mercy as imperfect messengers. Our behaviors can set us up with opportunities to proclaim the divine message of forgiveness of sin, reconciliation with God, and salvation for those ready to acknowledge their own brokenness and need for the Savior. My favorite illustration of this involves a former parishioner of mine. A number of years ago now, I was visiting with this former parishioner. We hadn't spoken in quite a while, and I found out that in the time since we'd last spoken, her husband had been diagnosed with Alzheimer's and had recently died. And my heart just broke for this dear Christian lady. She and her husband were so devoted to one another, and she in particular was such a committed Christian, never missing Sunday or Wednesday Eucharist and Bible study, and so active and generous with her time and talent and treasure in the community. And as I was struggling with this new information about her husband, I was struck by her acceptance and peace. Before I knew what was happening, she was ministering to me with words of comfort and assurance. This was her proclaiming Christ to me through what she was doing. And I told her that her Christian witness just continued to amaze me, to which she said, "Oh no, Tom, I have struggled and struggled. I was so angry and resentful and alone. But one day someone called me. It was the Lord's doing." And she said that a friend had given her my name as being one that she might talk to, for her husband had recently been diagnosed with Alzheimer's. I didn't know what to expect, but what has emerged is a ministry that has blessed me far more than I could have asked for or imagined. And she handed me a little card with her name and phone number with the simple words, "Alzheimer's support." Her greatest burden had become her greatest ministry. But do you see the difference? When I was stumbling all over myself praising her for her Christian behavior, she could have said, "Oh, well, you know, that's what we do as disciples, right?" But she didn't. She said, "Oh, no, Tom, I was angry and resentful and alone, but God turned my worst nightmare into an opportunity for ministry that has blessed me far more than I could have asked for or imagined." You see, her Christian example of ministering to me when I found out about her husband set her up to proclaim the message of redemption and transformation to new life in Jesus Christ. Proclaiming Christ takes both words and deeds. Jesus isn't just the truth. He is the way and the truth and the life. Isn't it striking that Peter's reaction to hauling in the huge catch of fish wasn't, "Praise God, Jesus, you're awesome." No, he says, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." Because in the presence of divinity, standing there toe-to-toe with the Son of God, what do you say? But, "I'm so sorry, Lord. Will you please forgive me?" And how does Jesus respond? Does he say, "Yeah, you sure are. Better straighten up or else, Peter"? No. He says, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you'll be catching men. What you just did, you will continue to do, but it won't be fish. It'll be people for my kingdom." And what stands out to me here is that it's only once we've been caught by Christ that we can then go fishing for others. And we haven't been caught unless we've begun to grasp and accept the message of forgiveness. Good deeds won't save anyone, but they will earn us the right to be heard, so we must speak. Because man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. So there you have it. God calls us to become followers of Jesus Christ and to then go fishing for others through what we do and what we say. As hypocrites, as imperfect messengers with a perfect message, we are commissioned and empowered by God's Holy Spirit. May we always have the grace to respond like Isaiah, saying, "Here I am. Send me." Amen.
You've been listening to audio from the Cathedral Church of the Advent. If you live in Birmingham or find yourself visiting, we hope you will join us at one of our Sunday services. Find out more at adventbirmingham.org.